Accurate timekeeping is very important in our modern way of life. It is needed for financial transactions, telecommunications, distributed computing, GPS navigation, and a huge range of scientific experiments. Atomic clocks are capable of measuring time very precisely, but when the signals from atomic clocks are transmitted thousands of kilometers by satellite, much of that precision is lost. We need better ways of sending ultra-precise time signals over vast distances. And that's what I'm working on. I'm investigating ways to stabilize time and frequency transmissions using lasers and fiber optic networks. Fiber optic networks have made it possible to transmit atomic clock signals with a thousand-fold increase in precision, but there are problems. Vibrations and heating and cooling stretch the fiber optic cables enough to degrade the precision of the signals. So I want to stabilize the signals and maintain the best precision possible. One way to stabilize the signals, the way I'm concentrating on, is to return part of the laser signal from the receiver back to the sender. I'm sure you've experienced Doppler shift. It's the difference you can hear between an approaching ambulance and one that's going away. The stretching and shrinking of a fiber optic cable Doppler shifts the returning signal. And if I compare the shifted signal to the desired signal, I can adjust the frequency of the outgoing laser to compensate. My research has many potential applications, but the two major science projects I'm involved with are the Atomic Clock Ensemble in Space and the Square Kilometer Array Telescope, the SKA. For the last 7 months, I've been working on a system to distribute timing signals through the SKA's fiber optic network to the dozens of receivers far more cheaply than the standard approach of installing an atomic clock at each site. I'm going to the Australian SKA Pathfinder in the Murchison, 600 kilometres north of Perth, to test the prototype and hopefully show its effectiveness to the SKA engineers. After that, I'll be working on transmitting the ultra-stable signals generated by atomic clocks at UWA to the Western Australia Space Centre, where they will be transmitted to the International Space Station. By comparing atomic clocks on the space station with atomic clocks here on the ground, we can perform high-precision tests of Einstein's theory of relativity, and even find out whether fundamental constants of the universe are changing over time. Spin-offs of better signal transmission include more accurate timestamping on financial transactions, which will make share trading faster and more profitable, and improved accuracy of GPS devices, which will have flow-on effects in navigation and earth sciences.
PhD student David Gozard at the University of Western Australia in Perth.